I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. I hope all of you, well, I would assume a lot of you, I hope you're all staying safely inside your homes or even if you have to go to work in any shape or form, whatever you're doing today. I hope that you are, doing what you got to do, whether you're shoveling, whether you're just hanging out at home, whether you have off from work, or whether you got to come into work, whatever it might be. Crazy snowstorm that we had yesterday. And I'm actually recording this from the studio. Normally I record it from home, with my mic and my laptop at home, but I'm recording this from the studio because I was in work yesterday. No one wants to really listen about this, but just explaining that, stayed at a hotel. WIP was nice enough to get a couple of the producers because I worked yesterday, hotel, and now we're going to be heading home actually after I'm done recording this. So stay safe out on the roads. I don't know what the roads are technically like right now. I haven't driven on them in a couple of days, so we'll see, but I hope you're all... Look, man, I'll just say this real quick before we get to Phil's talk. I know some people really don't enjoy snow. I enjoyed something like this. We never have huge, it feels like, especially the last like 3 to 5 years, we haven't had like ginormous, huge snowstorms. I enjoyed this. And maybe it was just because I didn't have to like really do much. I just came to work and hung out here, hung out in the hotel. And that was kind of nice. You know, we also have like the window in our lobby where you could be able to see out into the city and Schuylkill River, and it was beautiful, nice scenery. It was fun. So, to a certain extent, I know it's not like fun for everybody, but someone like myself in this situation, I was actually able to enjoy something like this. It was fun. It was unique. So I actually enjoyed this. But Phil's, so I'm really just gonna vent a lot of frustration with today's show. I didn't want to do a kind of, I do want to do a grading the off season show, but I want to wait till maybe like the next week or two, right before spring training starts, to the point where they're probably done. I mean, they probably are done, but I wanted to wait another week or two. So I will do a off season recap show to the, you know, kind of grading the off season stuff like that, in the next couple of weeks. But I do want to kind of vent a lot of frustration out today, because I know a lot of us are just upset and angry and disappointed and annoyed at Dave Dombrowski and what's happened the last couple of weeks, and just with the team in general, how they're looking heading into 2026. And I want to talk about where Adam Miller actually landed in one of the top 100 prospect lists recently. Thought it was really interesting how high he was rated. And then maybe cap it off with a little bit around Major League Baseball. But like I said, before we get to just venting frustration on this team, first thing, Harrison Bader signs with the Giants. Now, I'm going to be honest. I think as the offseason's going on here, Harrison Bader, 2-year deal with the Giants, according to Ken Rosenthal. I'm not sure exactly what the actual money is on the deal. We just know how many years at this point. I'm going to be honest, man. I would have welcomed Bader back to this team, but the more you get away from the emotions of being emotionally attached to Harrison Bader, which we all were, and I was too, about how much we just liked the guy's personality and how well he did hit here for a couple of months. Gonna be honest, man. Like, Bader, great, great fielder. Most of his career, not the best bat. He had a good 2 months here. Maybe an outlier. Not as upset as maybe some of you might be about Bader not coming back, but it's more about, I think we all know, we're more upset that they didn't get somebody like a Bichette or even Alex Bregman or Bellinger or somebody like that. I think that's what we're more upset about with this baseball team. So, like, the Bader thing, got to mention it here to start. I'm not just as upset as some other people might be about the deal. I'm curious to know where people stand on it, too, because, you know, I feel like we kind of moved on from Bader the last, like, month or so. So, just curious what people think about Bader to the Giants. But where I wanted to start, like I said, just current thoughts on this team, man. I'm just being real. Like, it's really aggravating at this point. what this offseason has come to, where we are right now. Now, would it completely surprise me if they made another, like, impactful move? I mean, it wouldn't, like, be out of left field, but it would surprise me. So, just a couple of key things I wanted to hit on here. Now, first thing is, I'm just so annoyed that they haven't gotten another key bat this offseason. Even though I don't know if going into the offseason I expected it, really, like, I was expecting them to land some, obviously, like, re-sign JT, re-sign Schwarber, and, you know, maybe get somebody like a Ryan O'Hearn or trade for a a Taylor Ward, something like that. Like, that's what I was expecting. And I don't know, now that the Bo Bichette situation happened, I'm more annoyed and more pissed off. They haven't gotten another key bat for this lineup. And, you know, Todd Zielecki was on MLB Network talking about how Dave Dombrowski, you know, he says that we're content with the team. That might be GM speak for they're actually not content with the team. They're going to try to add. But Zielecki also mentions that he would lean more towards they're going to just sign depth pieces for the rotation or a platoon for Brandon Marsh out in left field. Like, that's more where he would lean, and he would be more surprised. I don't know if you use the word surprise, but you think it's less likely that, like, a Framber Valdez or a Eugenio Suarez, those type of deals would happen. And again, like, this comes back to the Bichette situation. I'm just so annoyed that they haven't gotten a key bat this offseason. And I really do look back at that Alex Bregman deal, especially with the whole, like, no opt-out situation for Bichette, that Dombrowski had a 7-year, $200 million deal on the table with no opt-outs. Well, you know what, too, man? Alex Bregman, I know he's a little older, and he did get injured this year a little bit for Boston, but Bregman took a deal with the Cubs, what, 5 years, $175, with no opt-outs. And it's just frustrating that, okay, the whole Bichette thing landed into your lap. Well, I don't know. What does that say about their mindset? I just don't know what this says about Dave Dombrowski's mindset, like, going into the offseason this year. It's really frustrating, man. The Bregman deal would have, I mean, a Bregman deal would have made as much sense, too, to me. Maybe a little bit, maybe a tiny bit better with Bichette be the age, and I get that. But Bregman's a better fit just as far as the defense, you know, being able to play third base. You wouldn't have to worry about moving anybody. Just move Alec Boehm, just trade him. And Bregman's a, you know, a leader. He's won World Series. He's a good hitter. He's been consistent, probably more consistent than Bichette. You know, Bichette had the one down year, but maybe that's a little bit of an over-exaggeration, but still, it's so annoying, man. So, like, obviously the key bat this offseason is just really frustrating. Number two, the one thing that we haven't really talked about, and maybe we can talk about it a little bit now, just, I am thinking about it, and you just, more, and maybe because we're just off the whole, you know, I don't know, it's just looking at the rotation now, it might, I mean, is there a potential that this rotation might just be okay? Is there a potential that could happen? You know, you got Sanchez, Lizardo, Nola, Walker, Painter right now, according to Fangraphs, but you think Wheeler will be back at some point, at least early in the season. That's at least what things are pointing to, and I know Rob Thompson said that opening day is still, like, the goal, and that's great, but Thompson said also, like, let's pump the brakes a little bit, and we'll see, kind of thing. But just, I don't know, I mean, obviously having Wheeler back, and if Wheeler's back and he's Zach Wheeler, even close to where he was before this thoracic outlet surgery, then that's great. But still, I don't know, man. Like, Sanchez, obviously we have no concern about Christopher Sanchez. I think we're not super concerned about Jesus Luzardo, but I will say, I mean, he wasn't the same pitcher in the second half that he was in the first half with the Phils in his first season with the team. But he did show out in the playoffs, and I think that makes us feel pretty good about Luzardo. I don't really have concerns about Luzardo, but, you know, it's not like Luzardo's been a perfect pitcher in the past. I mean, obviously no one is, but you know what I mean. It's not like, I don't know. Luzardo is good, but he's not, like, incredible. So we'll see. I don't know, but there's still, obviously, I think potential for Lazardo to continue to, depending on if they give him an extension, too, as well. But, like, Sanchez, Lazardo. But then, like, after that, man, it's Nola coming off first season where he really had injuries and he had his, you know, statistically just a horrible season. And he's only getting older. He's, what, 30? He's going to be 33 this year. Taiwan Walker has had a mixed bag with the Phils since he's been here. I don't know, but Walker was, I think, was solid in his role last season between the rotation and the bullpen. And then Painter, kind of an, you know, not a great season in his first season back coming from Tommy John, but also, you know, I mean, Tommy John's a not a, you know, easy thing to deal with as well. So there's also that. But I don't know, man. It's not like, out of the last two seasons, I think we've gone into the season, especially like last year, where we go into the season thinking like, oh, this rotation's great. Rotation's one of the best in baseball. I'm not saying it couldn't be, because it still could be. But there's also potential that this rotation could just be, depending on how, you know, Nola especially looks, like Nola, Walker, and Painter, that's, I don't know, man. Like, I'm almost like, I'm not saying, I mean, if they would sign a Framber Valdez, I wouldn't be mad.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'd be happy, but I'd also just be like, well, you could have used that money on a bat, which they obviously showed their hand a little bit, not a little bit, definitely, with the Bichette deal. But Framber, I wouldn't be completely upset at. I wouldn't be completely upset at just to kind of shore up the rotation. But I still think the lineup needs to be shored up more. But, man, the rotation, I don't know, man. Am I kind of, like, need to relax about the rotation? I just think there's just potential that it could be average. There is potential there is all I'm saying. With the, depending on how Wheeler comes back from injury, depending on how your 3-5 between Nola, Walker, and Painter potentially look, yeah, I don't know. So I just something to think about. And then the last thing, what kind of wanted to ponder this out there. I never thought Dayton Brasky should have been on the hot seat since he's been here at any point. But should he be on the hot seat this year after this Bichette situation and after the team, you know, has gone, just specifically in the playoffs, the last four years has gone backwards. Obviously, they didn't go backwards last year as far as the playoffs go, and I know regular season win total, but aren't necessarily, like, they haven't gone back to the World Series, and they have been back to the NLCS in a couple of years. Like, should Dombrowski be on the hot seat? I don't know if I think he should necessarily be there just yet, but I'm curious to know where people fall on that. Like, should Dave Dombrowski be on the hot seat? Should he be on the hot seat right now, just because I do think that it's something to think about. Is all I'm saying. I mean, are you somebody that says, like, I don't think he's on the hot seat yet, but let's see how he does at the trade deadline. Let's see how, like, well, I mean, I guess hot seat, someone could be on the hot seat just because it doesn't mean they should get fired now. And I know there's some people that think he should be fired now, but maybe you think he should be on the hot seat for the you know, for to see how the season kind of ends up happening. And it's like, okay, well, he's on the hot seat and maybe he should be fired after the season's over. I don't know. Just something to think about. I think Dombrowski's actually done a better job than people give him credit for. But I think now is the time. Now we're going to start seeing how these prospects play out with Miller, and I'll get to them in a few minutes. Miller, Crawford, and Painter. How are those guys going to look? And, you know, maybe them not landing a big bat here this offseason. Is that something that we should be talking about a little more? Because maybe people are talking about that, but maybe I haven't agreed with it as much, so I haven't really talked about it on this show. That could also be another thing. So I'm curious how people stand on Dombrowski and the hot seat situation. All right, non-roster invitees. So we did have the non-roster invitees for spring training, and it was headlined by Justin Crawford, Aiden Miller, Arun Escobar, and some other names to note. One first, Andrew Painter, you don't see on any of these invites because he was already added to the 40-man roster earlier this offseason, so he didn't need a non-roster invitee. But some other ones, we got some of the more well-regarded prospects as far as like Keaton Anthony, Carson DeMartini, I mentioned Arun Escobar, as well as Brian De La Cruz. We'll see. I mean, give him a minor league deal. I do like the low-risk, high-reward situation with Brian De La Cruz as a depth piece for the outfield. We'll see. Maybe that can pay dividends. As well as Michael Mercado. Michael Mercado, name we know. Genesis Cabrera. Tim Mizza, who was just given a minor league deal to re-sign with the Phillies. So those are some of the names for the non-roster invitees. Now, top 100 prospects. So I think this comes as no surprise. Three Phillies in the organization make the MLB pipeline top 100. And headlined by Aiden Miller coming in at number 23. I don't think there's any surprise there, especially how he finished the season last year in AAA. Andrew Painter comes in at number 28 on MLB pipeline. And then number 53, Justin Crawford. But I also wanted to mention that Aiden Miller coming in at number 6 on Keith Law's top 100. So he comes in at number 6. I mean, 23 on MLB Pipeline's top 100, but he comes in at number 6 for Keith Law from The Athletic. Now, he is Connor Griffin, Kevin McGonigal, local product, by the way. It's pretty cool. Former Monsignor Bonner grad, where actually I went to 1 year, my freshman year of high school. And then, you know, you had Max Clark right in front of Aiden Miller and squeezed right between Max Clark and J.J. Weatherholt for the Cardinals. And, I mean, top 10 prospects. Keith Law really likes him. Obviously, the Phillies really like him. They're going to give him a shot here. I mean, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, this could be the year, man. Like, this could be the year where they're going to give these guys a shot. You know, don't get Bichette. Probably, I still would like Eugenio Suarez. I still would. And I just want to, I'm really curious to see how this year is going to play out with these prospects. I'm excited. I think maybe it's just, I mean, if we're really expecting them to make an impact and make a difference in this club, I don't know. But we'll see. Maybe they do. But Miller coming in at number 6 on Keith Law's top 100. And then, like I said, MLB pipeline. Miller at 23. Painter at 28. Crawford at 53. So those are the top 100 prospects according to MLB pipeline and The Athletic from Keith Law's top 100. Also, some things to mention as far as around Major League Baseball. Sir Anthony Dominguez going to the Chicago White Sox has experienced some success. That was a 2-year deal. Experienced some success with Baltimore and Toronto the last couple of years. Was traded to Toronto. And, I mean, man, Jeff Hoffman, Sir Anthony Dominguez almost win a World Series. I mean, Jeff Hoffman was 2 outs away from winning a World Series with Toronto. So you get Sir Anthony and Sir Anthony and Hoffman was on Toronto last year. Sir Anthony, though, signing a deal with Chicago. Chicago's actually hasn't had the worst offseason. They did ship away Luis Robert, but I mean, I think that was time for them. They got Murakami. I'm going to talk to Murakami, and we'll see, man. They've had actually pretty good offseason. Curious to see what's going to happen with Chicago. And I mean, I don't think they're contenders yet, but we'll see with the Chicago White Sox. Also, Mackenzie Gore. Thank goodness he's out of the National League East. The Nationals trying to get, I guess, you know, trying to rebuild a little bit. I don't know if retool. I mean, I guess it's rebuild. I guess it's kind of a retool. I mean, look, you reshape your entire, like, front office. You get, like, the youngest manager in baseball. And the Washington Nationals now have traded Mackenzie Gore for 5 prospects and are trying to, you know, kind of reshape that franchise. Also, you know, to link this up with the whole Gore situation, C.J. Abrams, who is still a National right now, but the Giants were aggressively pursuing C.J. Abrams, according, I saw it from The Athletic on Twitter, but according to The Athletic on Twitter, the Giants were aggressively pursuing C.J. Abrams, but they just couldn't find a fair return to give the Nationals. So Abrams remains in Washington, but I mean, I think that shows what the Nats are trying to do there. I mean, they're really trying to start from scratch, get Gore out of there. They did get Gore, and then try to get Abrams out of there as well. And then last thing from around Major League Baseball, Jose Ramirez has had a deal reworked with the Guardians a couple of days ago. And so they've restructured it, so he's going to be with the team. I believe he's going to be with the team through 2032. And, you know, look, Jose Ramirez, to me, has been like one of the I don't know if he's underrated at this point. I still think he kind of is a little bit. But Ramirez has been so, so good. I mean, he's been a 30. If you look at his, like, 162-game averages over, like, the last, like, 9 or 10 years, like, consistently, like, a 30-30 guy. Consistently. And he's on his on track to go to the Hall of Fame, depending on how healthy he can stay. Now, I mean, the one thing I think that's hurt him is that he has not had an MVP year. But, I mean, going back to, like, 2017, back-to-back years in 17 and 18, top three in MVP voting, and then go to 2020, top two, top six the next year, 4-10-5-3, going back to last year, had a almost a 40-40 season in 2024, and had a 30-44 season last year, and I mean he's been a beast for Cleveland. He's been really been the Lindor left there, and Ramirez has been has been the guy ever since. I mean, he's been the guy there since he came up with Cleveland, playing third base. But Jose Ramirez had getting his deal reworked with the Guardians, so he's now there till 2032. So it looks like a 7-year, $175 million deal. So that's Jose Ramirez. Also, Weston Wilson DFA'd by the Phils last week, but claimed by the Baltimore Orioles, so he's not staying. Yeah, he's staying close by to a certain extent, a couple hours away in Baltimore. But Weston Wilson, wish him the best of luck. Didn't work out here, but Weston Wilson will always remember for the cycle. So Weston Wilson, good luck in Baltimore. So that'll do it for another episode of Phillies Today. Stay safe, be safe out there, do what you got to do in the snow. I enjoyed the snowstorm. Hope you did too, but maybe you didn't either. Maybe you hate snow. But that'll do it for me, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.